Baboons, a 2010 Soccer World Cup problem. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Authorities in South Africa are trying to overcome a potential problem in the run-up to the 2010 World Cup finals. Baboon jacking. For those who don't know what this is, just ask any resident of Cape Town. They will tell you that the local baboons like to enter cars and houses in search of food and drink. One particular monkey, Fred, has become quite famous. Mark Duffel, leader of a group tracking Fred and his 26-strong troop, said, "Every day it happens. He'll hit 4 or 5 cars in like 5 minutes. Fred's operation is to open car doors. He leaves normally with a handbag." Mr. Duffy had a warning for anyone who encounters Fred. "Don't try to get the bag back." This is good advice for the thousands of soccer supporters who will arrive in Cape Town in June. The Cape Town government is taking the baboon problem very seriously. They want to make sure the World Cup is a wonderful event for everyone. They are worried about more obvious problems like pickpockets or muggers. The last thing they need is for soccer fans to be attacked or bitten by baboons. They have already spent over $650,000 trying to protect the city from the baboons. Many football fans may not know how dangerous the baboons can be. They only weigh 40 kilograms, but they have a powerful bite, which will require hospital treatment. City official Stephen Granger believes the soccer tournament will pass without incident. "I don't think there is going to be any significant disruption to tourists. We haven't seen baboons invading the Cape Town Stadium yet."